こんにちは。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリでも文字起こしを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、イギリスのがん研究センターの調べで、現在新しくがんと宣告された人の半数は少なくとも10年は生きることが分かりました。これは1970年代のがん患者の余命の2倍です。これは新しく開発された薬や早期発見による結果です。余命が大幅に伸びたことで、がん宣告はもはや死の宣告ではなくなりました。しかし膵臓がんなど一部のがんでは他のがんに比べ余命が短い現状にあります。同センターでは今後20年間で宣告から10年以上生きられる人を現在の半数から 75% に引き上げることを目標にし、予算を倍にする予定です。
According to a study by Cancer Research UK, more than half of people in the UK newly diagnosed with cancer live more than 10 years. In 1971 to 72, 50% of people diagnosed with cancer died within a year. Today, 50% survive for at least a decade, up from 24% in 1971.However, for some cancers, survival rates are still very low. For example, just 1% of pancreatic cancer patients and 5% of lung cancer patients can expect to survive for 10 years. These improved survival rates have been attributed to improved medication and early diagnosis.
そう、まあ、私たちがちっちゃい時とか80年代とかもまだ映画とかドラマとかだと、がんですって言われたらもう一刻の終わりみたい、一巻の終わりみたいな。
Yeah. Almost regardless of the variety.
そう、そう、本当そう、何がんかもう関係なく、もうガーンみたいな感じだったけど。
These days it's different. It's like, but, oh, cancer? Like what? What kind of cancer?
そうそうそう。
And that's when, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like, まあ、がんですって言われただけだったらそこまでもう悲観しなくてもいいっていう時代にはなってきている。っていうのはすごいいいことよね。遺伝子治療薬とかも次々出てきているし、新しい治療法とかも本当いつも言ってるけど、このポッドキャストでニュースを選んでるときに毎回何かしらがんの新しい発見とか治療薬とか、
ま
あ、検査の仕方とかのニュースが本当に週2回見てるだけでもどんどん出てきてるから、いいことだよね、すごく。いっぱいいるからね、がんの人。
They didn't really talk about this, but I think a lot of the difference is awareness. People are a lot more aware of cancer now. We've had a lot of really high-profile people die of cancer, like Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I think diet has made a huge difference as well.
あとその今言ったアウェアネスという意味では、ストレスも良くないわけじゃん、がんには。だからそんなにね、悲観しなくていいって思ってるだけでもちょっと変わるというか、I feel like, you know, it gives you a positive energy and it really helps and, you know, あと HIV とかもそうじゃん。昔はもう感染したらもうイコール死ぬみたいなイメージだったけど。
Yeah, look at Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah, the basketball,
oh, the basketball player.
He's probably one of, he might be one of the most famous people to ever have AIDS and
right,
be public
right.
about it. But, you know, he's around.
そう、最近の薬だと、まあ、きちんと薬を飲んでれば感染力を抑えることができるから、普通にセックスしたりとかもできるし、昔の、ね、イメージ、本当それこそ映画とかドラマとかのイメージとはもう全然変わってきてるんだよね。だからそれをね、でもみんなが知ってるっていうことも大事だよね。フリークアウトしないために。
Well, people also get checked early
そう、そう、
you know,
そもそもね、
and even if it's all, even if you're only, if you're only getting checked once a year or once every few years, that's a lot better than just waiting until it lets you know.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Because when cancer lets you know, oftentimes it's
too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, そう、だからそもそもね、まず検査にこまめに行くっていうのが大事だよね。特に主婦の人とかっていうのは会社の健康診断もないし、意外と結構10年ぐらい行ってない人とかもいるから、主婦の人ね、特に学生はね、あるじゃん、4月に学生と社会人は、でも女の人、お母さんは結構サボってて行ってない人多いから行った方がいいよ。
You know, the I bring up the Steve Jobs thing because it does show our limitations. Like, who has more money and more resources to deal with an illness than someone like him?
Mm.
You know, if you're running Apple, which had become like the largest company on the planet at one point.
Yeah.
And you have all the resources you know, you can buy whatever you need to deal with this illness. And he didn't last very long, you know, so there are still these limitations.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think in his case, it was pancreas cancer, and it's one of the...
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, one of the cancers that's really hard to find, like to mm-hmm. detect to begin with. ね、本当がんで苦しんでいる人はたくさんいるけど、一応どんどんプログレスはしていますっていうポジティブなニュース。OK、次、JTB の社員が岐阜県立東農高校の遠足で使うバスの手配を忘れ、ミスを隠すため生徒を装って遠足を中止しなければ自殺するという手紙を偽装し、遠足前日に同校に届けました。東農高校は生徒全員の安否を確認した上で予定通り遠足を実施することにしましたが、当日バスが来ず遠足は延期になりました。
An employee of travel agency JTB forgot to plan a bus school trip for a school, panicked, and then forged a student suicide letter in an effort to get the school to cancel the trip. After assessing the situation, the school decided to go through with the field trip. However, as the buses hadn't been arranged, the trip had to be postponed.
そう、これアホすぎだよね。
Well,
生徒317人でバス11台を手配するはずだったのを多分すっかり全部忘れちゃった。
What do you think this guy should have done?
Yeah, ミスすることはあるじゃん。確かにあるよ。社会人で仕事してたら、もう仕方ないから素直に謝ればよかったよね。そしたらニュースにならないもん。ただバスの手配忘れただけだったら。そしたら遠足延期して。
Yeah, the news isn't that he forgot to plan a bus school trip. The news is
that he forged the
suicide letter.
Yeah.
Forgery.
しかも自分で学校に届けるっていうね、それを落ちてましたって言って。やばいよね。この人ね、30歳なわけよ。で、高校生ってまあ18歳だとするとちょうど一回り上なわけじゃん。もう絵とも同じなんじゃないかっていう。だからこういう風になっちゃいけないなっていう風にその高校生が学んでくれたらいいなと思うけどね。
So the buses not showing up is when they figured this whole thing out, yeah?
そう。
So they believed the actual forged suicide letter initially?
Well, I think...
There wouldn't really be any reason not to believe it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they fully believed it, but they were kind of like, well, it could be.
Well, they have to act on it because, you know, they have that responsibility.
Just in case. Yeah, just in case. でも...
What a bet to make. This guy made a huge bet.
多分この手紙を使ったら遠足が中止になるだろうなと思ったんだろうね。で、自分のミスもうやむやになると思いきや、いや、だからやっぱすぐに謝った方がいいよね。じゃないと悪化しちゃうじゃん。なんか変にごまかそうとすると。だから私結構、まあ6年ぐらいオフィスで働いてたわけじゃん。で、結構変なミスする人とかもいろいろ見たけど、結局早く謝った方がマシなんだよね、毎回。それをなんかどうにかごまかそうとすると、
Well, it's easy to say that about other people, but when it's yourself that's making the error, you know, sometimes there's so much pressure. It's like, oh, you know, if I just say like, oh, I straight up didn't do my job, I didn't reserve these buses, you're fired, yeah.
But then you end up in the news trying to cover it.
Yeah, but this guy probably thought it was do or die, you know. He wasn't trying to lose his job. He was going to do whatever he could do.
まあ、そもそも忘れるっていうのもね、まあ、11台バスの手配忘れるっていうのも結構なあれだけどさ。
Did you see the actual letter? Have they
No, I don't think it's published. でもね、うん、動物園と長島スパーランドに行く予定だったんだって。だから生徒はかわいそうだよね。朝さ楽しみに遠足の荷物とか用意してさ、お菓子300円までとか入れてさ、よしって言って学校行ったらあバス来ないみたいな
you know,
今日できませんみたいな。
I hope this guy doesn't, I hope this employee of JTB doesn't kill himself, because、
oh,
that would be、
no.
that would be so terrible and ironic.
もうこうなっちゃったら、この30歳の JTB の社員の人はこれをもうネタにすればいいと思うよね。あこれ俺だよみたいなあれ俺だったんだよみたいな、ネタにしたらどうにか生き延びれる、大丈夫、
もうそれ
not a big deal面白いニュースねこれは、うん、これまで妊娠中の食生活が赤ちゃんの遺伝子に影響することは分かっていましたが、今回ロンドン大学公衆衛生学熱帯医学大学院の研究で、妊娠中だけでなく受精前後の食生活も赤ちゃんの遺伝子に影響を与えていることが分かりました。雨季と乾季の食生活の差が大きいガンビアで、雨季に受胎した女性と乾季に受胎した女性合計84人の妊婦をモニターし栄養状態をチェックしました。赤ちゃんには生後2ヶ月から8ヶ月の間に DNA 検査を行いました。その結果、栄養が少ない雨季のピーク時に受胎された赤ちゃんは一部の DNA に DNA の不活性化を招く状態が発見され、これは可能性としてトレット症候群や甲状腺機能障害を招く原因にもなり得ます。
A study following women in rural Gambia has found that a mother's diet before pregnancy has a permanent influence on the baby's DNA. Scientists tracked 84 women who conceived during the rainy season and dry season in order to compare serum nutrient levels. The researchers found that the DNA of children born to these mothers varied depending on the nutrient levels before and during pregnancy. These effects were hypothesized by scientists who had previously worked with epigenetic effects in mice.
So, これどうしても話したかったの?なんか知らないじゃんこんなの。だから私は自分はもうどうでもいいから、結構妊娠したらちゃんと食生活が気をつけようって多分女の人結構みんな思ってると思うんだよね。
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know, I'll quit smoking if I have a child.
そうそうそう、妊娠してからでいいやみたいな。
But, you know, they actually found that if you smoke before the child's even conceived、
うん、
that has a very significant impact、
うん、そうなの。だからあのね、しかも受精前後だからもう子供できてもいいやって思ってる人は、うん、結構常に気をつけてないといけないってことだよね、食生活に。だから
Well, there are pregnant women who drink wine.
Yeah.
It's like, I can have a glass of wine.
Yeah, I don't see that in Japan though. Like, I feel yeah. like in Japan it's more strict. Like, もうなんか妊娠してるのにお酒飲んだらありえないとか、ヒール履くなんて危ないとか。 I feel like、うん、here it's moreLike, women are eager to give up those things.
Yeah, but、more? On the flip side, a lot of women here smoke compared to the U.S.
Not compared to Europe.
まあね。
うん。そうだからね、女性は、まあ男性もそうだけど、食生活。だから自分の子供、これ子供にの遺伝子に影響しますって簡単に言うけど、この赤ちゃんにとってはこれ一生ものだからね。
It's permanent.
そう、もう取り返しのつかないことになっちゃうから、mm. ね、そんな超大変じゃん女の私どうする。
but this is isn't doesn't this apply to men as well?
I bet. ね、だって精子作ってる方もね。
Yeah. Yeah.
そうだよ。だから。妊娠しようとしてるカップルは二人とも食生活、
うん、
まあ自分がそもそもだから健康にするように努力しないといけないっていう。
It's kind of strange to me that they didn't follow、any of the fathers for this study.
難しいんじゃない？その、
yeah.
女性と、ね、妊婦さんと赤ちゃんをモニターする方が簡単だからじゃないの？
うん。
でもね、そう最近男性側のも言われてるもんね、その精子が35歳以上だと。
Yeah, I mean they haven't proven this paternal connection as far as epigenetics、
うん、
but it seems like that would be the case
ね。だから若い人たちこれからだからさ あれでもね、だって子供が肥満になりやすいかなりにくいかとかもお母さんの食生活で あの変わってきちゃうとか言うもんね、うん、最近の研究で。だから
They're so sensitive。
いやでもガンビアっていうのが面白いよね。すごい珍しいよね。だからこれあの
浮きと関係で It's our first Gambia story。
ねえ本当だよガンビア。そうあの雨季と乾季でもかなり食生活が違う、あの栄養状態が変わるっていうので選ばれたんだと思うんだけど。 Yeah, it's really interesting。 世界中
次。 A death row inmate has died from a heart attack after a botched legal injection in Oklahoma。
Lethal でしょ。
Lethal。 Yeah, what did I say?
Legal。
Did I say legal?
Yeah。
JesusClayton Lockett, a convicted murderer, was set to be executed in an Oklahoma prison, but 13 minutes after the lethal injection was administered, Clayton lifted his head and began mumbling. He died from a massive heart attack less than half an hour later.
アメリカ・オクラホマで死刑が執行されましたが、薬物投与がうまくいかず、結局心臓発作で苦しみながら死亡するという事態が起きました。クレイトン・ロケット死刑囚に薬物が投与された13分後、頭をもたげてブツブツ話し始めました。その30分後に激しい心臓発作に見舞われ、そのまま死亡しました。
So this is a really interesting case because that execution, of Clayton Lockett had actually been put on hold, over a legal dispute, with the state, accusing them of not properly disclosing the chemicals in this new...lethal injection.
最近変えたんだよね、
yeah.
薬の中身を。
So they have this huge legal argument、then last week the Supreme Court lifts the stays of execution, ruling that enough information has in fact been disclosed to the inmates.
Okay.
So they finally do the lethal injection and it goes completely wrong、right、you know, so people are bringing up like, hey, this newformula you guys have is、yeah. this legitimate?
そもそもなんで変えることになったの薬を。 Do you know the background?、
I'm not sure actually.
Okay. なんか
The thing is, you know, they haven't been transparent about that. That's、part of the issue.
Okay. なんかひどいよね。その薬物を投与して死刑にしますっていう、まあ、約束なわけじゃん。国から彼への、一応。それが、yeah. をまあ破られて結局そんなに結構長い間苦しみながら心臓発作で死ぬっていうのは約束を破ってるわけだからね。
Yeah, it's a mess. But a lot of people don't care. It's like, oh yeah, okay. You know, this it's weird because the guy had a death sentence, right?
Yeah.
And they were trying to kill him.
Yeah.
They, I guess they succeeded. He's dead.
Yeah.
But it's like.It's the way that he died that,
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
People weren't okay with.
I feel like, 一回約束したやり方があるんだったら、法律で、そのやり方を守らないといけないじゃん。じゃないと、だって、じゃあ、lethal injection で殺しますって言ってるのに、じゃあ、殴って殺すみたいなさ。It's the same thing.
Well, they didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but like, 最終的な死因がずれちゃってたら、おかしいじゃん。なんか、日本もそれ言われてたよね。なんか、あの日本は首吊りが死刑の方法なんだけど、あの法律的にはそのなんて言うんだっけ、あの息ができなくなってサフォケイトして死ぬっていうことになってるはずが、そのガッと下に落ちて死ぬから結局その首の骨が外れて死んでる場合が多いみたいな。今もそうかは分かんないんだけど、だからその法律で定められてる死因と結局最終的な死因がちょっとずれてる。
I thought maybe I'm wrong, but I thought it was supposed to break your neck and you're supposed to die right away.
Yeah, that's actually I think that's actually easier for the person.
Is which one is it supposed to be in Japan?
I think you're supposed to suffocate.
Really? But when they hang people, they would have a platform, like this little trap door below them.
Yeah,
and that would like drop out and you fall.
Yeah,
and the reason why they don't just put it around your neck and tighten it until you choke, that they're using gravity to break your neck.
Yeah, there are two ways actually of hanging people. なんか昔ねそれのペーパー書いたんだよね。なんかロングドロップともう一個なんちゃらっていうのがあって。
ロングドロップ。
Yeah, or something like that. I don't remember. There are two ways, and I'm I'm actually just like
ショートドロップ違う
分かんないなんかもうよく覚えてないから今ここで話すことでもないんだけどぶっちゃけそうでもそうそうでも大事だよね、うん、その事前に決められてる死刑の執行方法と実際のがやっぱりずれてると怖いからだってこんなのさ新しい薬にしてもう実験台みたいなもんじゃんこの人ではい失敗しましたみたいな、うん、あこの方法ダメですねみたいなさ
They're saying a、like a vein or something burst when they did、
what?
the injection
Wow
and that's what results in the heart attack I don't, I'm not really、wow. sure sometimes like they can inject like a bubble or something、
ah, okay,
and that、
okay.
causes a problem
Ah, okay それもでもなんか痛そう
Oh yeah
Wow
It's like、the bends in scuba diving
I always
you know
thought Yeah I always thought hanging is way worse than lethal injection
Yeah I'm not a fan of either Can you imagine being the guy that's responsible for that?
ね、だって何人かいるんだよね。
That's your job. That's your job. Your job is to just inject dudes. You show up at work. All right, I'm going to kill this guy. Inject. You know, go home, have dinner with your family. You know,、yeah. like, and you're doing it like every day.
何人かいる Well, they don't do it every day. It's just
oh,
like,
they execute so many people in parts of the states, like Texas.
But they have like several people to like press each button, and they actually don't know who was.The real responsible person. Like that,
What
I think
is this button that they're pressing?
なんか、だから3人ぐらい執行する人がいて、there are like、mm. three buttons, and two of them are just like...
Is that here, you mean?
Fake. I thought it was, that was like that in the States too, but in Japan at least.
But there's a guy that、
people.
actually has to administer the injection, right?
Ah, でも、え、もうだって近くに行って実際に打つの?機械じゃないの?
わかんない。
日本だとその
But they have to
一人だけなの。
Actually, but they have to put the needle in your arm, you know?
あ、まあそれはね。
Like there's human involvement there.
いや、まあそれは誰かがやらなきゃいけない。
His lawyer was actually there when they did this.
あ、okay, okay.
So his lawyer saw、Clayton Lockett.、he saw this whole thing go down. And he said,
okay,
it was, he said it was really difficult to watch. He said it was、
まあ、
terrible.
まあそりゃそうだよね。だってさ、そんな状況ある?なんか。この窓になってるわけじゃん。それ見てて、なんかめっちゃ知ってる人が自分の心臓発作で超苦しんでるけど、もう死刑だから別に助けるわけでもなく、どうす、何見てるだけみたいな。
Have you seen any documentaries about people that are on death row?
Yeah, なんだ、didn't we see something together? The documentary called Into the Abyss?
Hmm.
一緒に見てないか。なんかあのアメリカの。Death row inmate の若い男の子がいて
Like he was convicted when he was really young he was
Yeah, like he was supposed
12 or something
Yeah, he was supposed to have killed his friend's mom and stole the car mm. But he's denying that he did it But he's, well, he got
is
convicted
anyways
that, Is
that anyways. The black guy that's like super nice?
No, no. it's a white guy And he's been interviewed by thisWell, in the movie,、I think the German producer or something made this movie, and he's actually interviewing this inmate.
That stuff is so interesting. I think it's so interesting、
mm.
because、oftentimes these guys that are on death row, by the time they're going to be killed, they're so peaceful.、
Mm.
They've come to terms with everything.、It's like they're not...、it's,And what they did happened like 20 years ago or something. And so, you know, they can interview these guys like face to face. There's no issues. The guy's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
No one feels threatened. And it really does seem like a lot of these guys are completely rehabilitated. Like they just seem、mm. like it's like, okay, we're going to go kill you now. It just seems strange to me.
So
I just、
man.
Don't know if it's the right.
あの時間が空けば空くほど I feel like it gets weirder Like you're convicted for something that you did like 20 years ago You know, it's like
Yeah、
でもね私の友達がアメリカに住んでた時にあの
Well there's a statute of limitations that prevents you from being convicted for crimes you know, after a certain amount of time
Yeah
Depending on what it is
Yeah
But yeah, I know what you mean
So my friend visited this すごいハイセキュリティのアメリカの牢屋を訪ねていて、 It was so strict apparently, like she's not supposed to wear any earrings, any, no necklace, no nothing, and they're supposed to cover themselves like completely, like long sleeve sweater and jeans and stuff. So she went and まあなんか結構まだバイオレントな人とかもいるから、そういう人にはもちろん話できないんだけど、結構落ち着いててインテリジェントなそのデスローの人とかには実際にインタビューしたり話したりとかして、 and she told me about this experience. She was saying like まあ死刑囚とはいえ普通のね人だから、話してると全然死刑囚っぽくないって言ったら変だけど、
yeah.
もう別に普通の人だし、
yeah.
まあ本当に後悔してね、もちろん、まあ、被害者からしたらね、そんな後悔なんかしたってしょうがないかもしれないけど、まあ、実際1対1でその死刑囚と話してると全然悪い人っていう感じがないっていうか、
You have no idea that this person, you know, oftentimes these people, they're in a gang or something when they're really young,
yeah, yeah.
and they get pressured into doing something,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and it's like when they're 14 or, and then they get,
yeah.
they get, they're tried as an adult.Sometimes they're just like,
そうそうそう
you know, yeah, you're young, but you know what? We think you're a piece of shit, so we're going to just
yeah,
try
yeah.
you as an adult instead.
そう、
It's like, what? That doesn't make sense.
そう、だからなんか映画とかドラマとか見てると、もう死刑囚はもうみんななんか悪い顔してるっていうかさ、どう考えても悪人みたいなイメージがあるんだけど、実際会ってみるとそういうわけじゃないっていうところから、まあちょっと考えさせられる。
Did you hear about this, this guy that got life without parole?Recently in the United States.
What did he do?
He lent his car to his friend.
Okay.
His friend used his car with a couple other people to go rob someone's house. But when they tried to rob that person's house, they got in a fight with the, obviously the people they were robbing.
Yeah.
And they ended up killing someone. So...There's a very strange law in the United States where if you... I don't know exactly how
Wait,
it works,
wasn't he actually driving the car?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I read about similar case.
He was at home sleeping when this whole thing happened.
Wow.
And he's been convicted. Life without parole.
Nande?
Prison. It's just a law that they have in the United States. If you knowingly help a felony, assist...A felony. In this case, he knew that his friend is a thief and a robber. Obviously, they're friends, and he knew that he was going to use his car to try to rob someone. But the thing is, The thing is, he got the same sentence as the guy that murdered someone. They get the same sentence. He's at home in his bed sleeping. The guy that's robbing someone and kills someone.
Yeah.
They get the same punishment?
まあだから enabler ってことでしょ?
Yeah, but he didn't know that this person was going to murder someone. You know, he should be punished for what he did. He did not murder anyone.
Yeah, そうね。
It's craziness.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Life.
Some of these laws are really scary.
だから厳しすぎるね。さすがに。
Life. He lent his friend a car so he couldrob someone. Life.
That all he did was just say yes, right?
Yeah.
車貸してって言われて、
well,
いいよって言ったら、
he was just like, oh yeah, whatever. And he went to bed. Wakes up, life in prison.
終身刑。厳しすぎる。
I mean, I'm not defending what he did. You know, he shouldn't have...
Yeah, of course, of course.
You know, you shouldn't lend your friend a car if your friend's going to go rob someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
But to get the same sentence as a murderer, that's insane.
ね。わけがわかんないね。
次. An estimate released Wednesday by the World Bank's International Comparison Program suggests that China is poised to surpass the United States this year as the world's largest economy. The U.S. has held the top position since 1872, a position that had previously been held by Britain. Previous estimates by economists had predicted China taking the top position around the year 2020 or later.
昨日発表された世界銀行国際比較 世界銀行だって世界銀行国際比較プログラムによると今年経済規模で中国がアメリカを初めて追い抜く見通しであることが分かりました。アメリカは世界最大の経済大国として1872年からトップを維持していました。中国が経済規模で世界一になるのは2020年以降になると予測されてきたのでそれを大幅に短縮することになります。
So they're 6 years early.
すごいね6年も短く素早く1位に。
What's kind of interesting about thisis how China is absolutely rejecting this report.
What? Why?
China's saying, no, that's not true. We're not the largest. We're not going to become the largest economy this year. And you think, like, oh, well, why would they say that? Why would leaders in China say that?
Mm.
Well, people think that they're saying they're downplaying these comparisons in an effort to avert pressure.To take on financial obligations or make concessions on trade or climate change. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a lot of debate about currency manipulation with China in the past. And this calculation by the World Bank's International Comparison Program, it's largely based onThe power of their currency.
ああ、そかそか。まあ、だって1位になるとね、確かにいろいろな、義務が発生、ODA とかさ、ね、あと、どっかの国で災害があった時とかにいくら出すとか、ちょっと変わってくるからね。まあ、
It's just, they're really smart over there in China. This is the right thing to do for them to downplay this because.If you assume the number one, you know, world's largest economy, there's some responsibility that comes with that. People are going to expect you to address climate change and
PM and Nitengo and
change your trade policies.
Yeah, I get that. But can you just reject the report? Like, just like that? Like, そういう問題なの?
Well, there's different ways of interpreting the report. There's different ways of measuring the size of an economy, for example. This is only on one point is China actually going to be the largest this year.
If
you look at GDP or if you look at these other numbers, it's not that way. The US is still ahead in certain areas. Obviously, the US has an enormous military and all this other stuff.
Yeah.まあ、確かにね1872年から変わってなかった1位のアメリカを追い抜いて1位になるっていうのは結構な、ね、プレッシャーだし1位だったらいいっていう問題じゃないもんね確かに、
Where's Japan going? You think?
I have no idea
2020, where's Japan?
2020? Like 6 years from now?
Yeah
I don't know, no idea
No idea?
No idea, cause likeSo much is going on right now. Like, a lot of unpredictable things. Like, every day,
we've got
so much keeps changing. So,
yeah.
No idea. I don't know.
TPP.
TPP and the whole, island issues and, Russia, Ukraine, and the states, the base problem.
Russia.
Yeah, the base problem and, the...environmental issues, just
energy problems.
Yeah, energy problems.
Also connected to Russia.
Yeah, so an earthquake, so I don't know, it's like we're sitting on a bomb or something, but.
I think Japan has definitely maneuvered itself into a difficult position in recent years.
Yeah. まあ、
it's pretty unfortunate. 地球
があるかもわかんないからね、明日。だからいいんだよ。楽しく一日一日楽しければいいことにしようちょっと世界情勢見てるとさあまりにもずっとそればっかり見てるとちょっと悲しくなってくるじゃん
Well, it's scary. I'm legit worried.
Yeah. That's why I kind of want to stop thinking about it. Yeah.
だってね、昨日、You don't want to talk about the Ukraine or Russia or sanctions?
だって聞いてよ。ちょっとみんなに聞いてほしいんだけど、昨日の夜中にマイケルが TPP についてめっちゃ長いメール送ってきて、もうね、夜中に TPP の話できませんって言って、おばあちゃんの顔文字送ったの。もうだって一日中考えてたらもう大変なことになっちゃうよ。もう脳みそがショートしちゃう。 夜中に TPP
Yeah, I know you're not interested, but I think it's a really fascinating problem right now.
I am interested during the daytime, you
know. It's daytime right now.
Yeah, right now, yes, but not at midnight. Not after my bedtime, which is like 10:30.
All right, let's just enjoy our lives. Yeah. A new study by researchers at the Lund University in Sweden has found that people rely on what they hear themselves say in order to know what they're actually saying. Previous theories on speech have often assumed that we begin with a well-thought-out idea that, after various levels of encoding, are eventually manifested as speech.
スウェーデンのルンド大学の研究で、人は自分が言おうとしていることを実際発言して自分の耳で聞くまで自分でもよく分かっていないことが判明しました。これまで頭でよく考えられた上で言葉となって発言されていると思われてきました。いや、その通りだよね、でも。だから私結構、いつもこうじゃない
?You think after you talk?
うん。
There's an expression, that's think before you speak.
まあ、だからあの、yeah. 何特殊な状況の中でだから喧嘩してたりとかさ、だからすごい大事な局面では確かに、mm. あなんて言うかなって考えてから発言してるけど、普段はさ、私ポッドキャスト中もさ、だってそんな
It's a bit
そんな
暇
なくない？
It's a bit more reactive、
うん、
You don't really have that much time、
うん、そう、そんな時間ないじゃん、考えて話してたら。だからでもまあこういう風に研究として文字にして言われると確かにって思ってちょっとびっくりするよね。
So for this study they did the Stroop test. We've been over this before. Do you remember what the Stroop test is?
No. テストに出る。
So the Stroop test is when they show you a word, a color. So it says blue, but it's actually in a different color, right?
はいはいはいはいはい。
Yeah, so it's, they did that test, but they did it with auditory feedback.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to the subject, they would have auditory feedback that was phonologically similar but semantically distinct. So what that means is it sounds, the word they play back into your headphones isn't the word that you said.
Oh, okay.
It's a different word.
Okay.
But the subjects don't know that they're doing this. So when they ask the subject what they said...The subject actually believed that they said the word that was played back to them rather than the word that they actually said.
Okay.
So they made the subjects think that they said something other than what they said. Right?
だから人間っていかに適当かってことだよね。いかに適当にペチャクチャ
Is that what you take away from this?
Yeah, 絶対そうでしょ。いかに適当にペチャクチャ喋ってるかっていうことじゃない? Right?
Well, the nature of the Stroop test is it's not really a test where you're thinking, you're sitting there and coming up with something to say.
Yeah.
It's, you're just reading and it's what's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And what the test really highlights is that we're not really, we rely on what we hear ourselves say to know what we said when our speech is a bit more reactive. As it is in the Stroop test.
そうだね。だって例えば誰かと話してるときに、あの自分が言ってることが聞こえてなかったら全く無音の状態だったら、結構自分が何言ってるか分かんなくなってきそうじゃない
？Yeah, I could turn your headphones off right now. And it'd kind of be difficult for you to talk.
絶対無理だよ。え、ごめん、私今何の話してたっけみたいな感じにしょっちゅうなっちゃいそう。とか矛盾したことをめっちゃ言ったりとかしそう。
But I think it kind of reveals something about the way that we communicate, that we are reactive. We don't really think in the moment. And sometimes if we have a certain idea or preconception, when you're arguing with someone, you're not necessarily thinking before you're responding.
Yeah.
This is an idea that you've already had. And you're just kind of saying things that you remember yourself saying in the past. We kind of get locked into these thinking patterns this
way. Yeah. 面白いよね。その頭で考えて発言したはずがしてるはずなんだけど、それをまた耳から聞いて頭でやっと理解するみたいな、なんか二段構造になってるじゃん。
Yeah.
Right?
It's almost like we're Woody in Toy Story. You know, you pull that string on the back and he just says what he's gonna say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。
That's what he was gonna say.
Yeah. 面白いよね。あの まあだから自分が何言ってるか分かってない。だからこの間さ、私が水戸黄門の金さん銀さんって自信満々に言った時も全然気づいてなかったもん。それツイッターでみんなに言われて、でカーボーイでも太田さんに突っ込まれ、yeah. わそんなこと言ってたかみたいな感じで全然気づいてない。
What was your last one? なんだっけ、
こんにゃく、
あこんにゃく、
うん、とかいろいろねあるんだよ。あと 月曜日木曜日とかもあるけど、
But that still happens.
しかもね金さん銀さんとか私久しぶりに聞いたもん自分でも別に普段からさ、mm-hmm. 銀さん銀さんのこと考えてるわけでもね、自分の頭の中では確実にスケさん角さんって言ったと思ってたの。
Yeah, you fooled me. You were so confident when you said it. I was、yeah. like, okay.
そう、しかもマイケルが突っ込まん、ミトコモン、 Have you seen this?
Which?
You watched ミトコモン? No, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, だから誰も突っ込まないから、多分聞いてる人はみんな突っ込みたくなるじゃん、誰も突っ込んでないから、おいって。だからね、そうみんなに言われて初めて気づいた。うちのママにも言われたんだよ、会った瞬間にミトコモンの金さん銀さんって聞いたよ
Did you see the show last night on TV? This 探検
爆問、
爆問
見てない昨日。
I put a video on Instagram, actually.
Oh.
But, yeah, so...
Where did they go this time?
They were at some zoo.
Oh.
And they were, like, doing all kinds of weird stuff at the zoo.
Okay.
And I just happened to tune in when they were... they had Tanaka-san batting versus a pitcher.
Mm.
But the pitcher is an elephant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they have this elephant like throw stuff, like pitch the ball. And 意外とうまい、このゾウさん。
ああ、すごいね。
Yeah, it was totally Tanaka-san's fault for not hitting the ball. I can't even blame the elephant. He was pretty good. And it cuts to Ota-san and he's just like,ダッセーな just shitting on him right there.
ゾウすごいな、すごいね。
Yeah. And then they went and like checked out some kangaroos and it was weird because all the kangaroos like went to this one area and they turned and they just stared back.
Oh.
It was kind of creepy. Like the kangaroos weren't just jumping around and being kangaroos.
Yeah.
Like they actuallythey're really curious about people、oh. for some reason.、
Mm. Which zoo was this?
Wakanna.
Was this in Tokyo?
Wakanna.
Okay. Hmm. 面白いよね。なんか爆笑問題の二人に会いたいよね。なんか it feels really weird. Like we're talking to each other, kind of.
Hmm.
だけど、なんか番組通してるじゃん。
Zoo 行こうよ。
行ったばっかりでしょ、だってその爆笑問題の2人はさ、right? この間もね、三山さんの話してたんだよ、そのマネージャーの、yeah. God, so funny. He's so funny. なんかたまにいるじゃん、すごい天然の人、Like, well, I can't really be friends with those people, but they're like really funny to be with for like 5 minutes、But they'll kill you if you're with them for like hours みたいな。
Yeah.
So I guess he's one of those people. かな。
マ
ミさん、なんか言い間違い結構多いんだけど、なんか究極に間違ってる時に限って自信満々なんだよね、いつも。こんにゃくの時もそうだけど。
Yeah.
なんでかね。まあだからこのルンド大学が言ってるのと一緒だよ。考えてないの。
Yeah, well, just earlier, what did I say? I said legal instead of lethal.
Yeah.
You know, and I heard myself say lethal.
Yeah.
But I know if I go back and listen to it, I'll hear myself say legal, and it's like, what? How did that happen?
Yeah.
It's so strange.
適当だね。
うん。
というわけで、お話終わりなんだけど、今度の月曜日だよね。
Yep.
特別編。
はい。
マイケルのお友達のエミちゃん。かわいいよね。美人のハーフのエミちゃんが来てくれましたので。
Yep.
この間撮ったんだけど、それを。流します。
Should be fun.
Yeah, so 女子ゲスト。
増えてるね。女子ゲスト。
そうだね。結構バランス的には
悪くない。
悪くないかな。 かな。うん、そうだね。なんかね、ゲスト、あの、なんかゲストこの人いいんじゃないかみたいなとか、知り合いでこんな面白い人がバイリンガルの人でいますみたいなとかいたらぜひ紹介してください。いつも探してるもんね、うちら。
Yeah, there aren't as many as you would think. Or there, I guess it's just hard to find
someone bilingual and weird enough
to
come onto our show
and okay with our 適当さ。
そうだね、なかなかね。まあでもそういうサジェスションとかあったらぜひお願いします。
Oh, so line sticker submissions.
Yes, yes, thank you so much.
ありがとう、
ありがとう、本当に。もうすごいハイクオリティのいっぱい来たね。で、なんかすごいいっぱい来たから、あの、全部選ぶのはできないんだけど、あの、これは面白いなっていう、本当主観だけどね、うちらの。
I hope this turns out okay. Like the style is really different for all of these.
そうなの。You know?
ちょっとどうなるだろうね、これ。
面白いよ。
It'll be interesting.
うん。あの、本当にね、あの、裸デバネズミのね、ステッカー作ってくれた人とか、マミとマイケルの、あの、似顔絵的なちょっとアニメみたいにしてくれた人とか、あの、クマちゃんとかね、いろいろ面白いのが来たので、それを使わせていただきます。ありがとうございました。とりあえず一旦あの募集は締め切りますね。
うん、
ちょっと楽しみ。 LINE 使ってるからなんか早く欲しい。
How is クマちゃん doing lately?
クマちゃん元気だよ。もう超毛が抜けててさ、今寒毛期っていうの、あの、夏毛に。
Is it pretty bad? Or
it was pretty bad. Like I had to vacuum clean like every day. 新しいダイソンで、コードレスダイソンがあったから助かったけど、あの、そう。でね、なんか赤茶っぽくなってきたの、クマちゃん。なんか顔は黒いんだけど、体が赤茶色になってきたの。なんか茶色の猫に、パッと見黒いけどよく見ると茶色い猫になってきた。
Yeah, you should probably upload more pictures of Kuma-chan.
I will. Yeah. I will. あ、今週日曜日ね、コラムの記事が出るの、新しく。そこに今日のKuma-chanつって、Kuma-chanの写真突っ込んであるから、それも見て。すごい、あの、out of nowhere な感じなんだけどね。あの、今日のKuma-chan。
それの、バナーもそうじゃない？
そう。でもね、
that,
どっちもね。
That cat is like, 無理やり。
でもね、どっちも私のアイデアじゃないんだよ。編集のね。編集の子でバニコっていうね、私の編集担当の素敵な子がいるんですけど、その子が、あの、クマちゃんにしようって言ってくれて、いいねいいねみたいな感じです。
よかったね。
はい。
そんなことできて。
あの、今回はね、コラム、あの、言語についてちょっと書いたから、ぜひ読んでみてください。
I'll read it.
読んだ？前の2回。
読んだよ。
マジで？
全部じゃないけど、I read a lot of it.
読んでよ、短いんだから。なんでそれ中途半端にちょっとだけ読む。
I don't know. I'll read the whole thing.
Yes, please. 以上かな？他になんか言うことあったっけ？
ないと思うよ。
じゃあ引き続き Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、よろしくお願いします。なんか質問とかある場合は Twitter で。いつでもね。
Yeah.
はい、終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。